Well, James Bracey from Channel 9 joins me. Welcome to you, James. Great to have you on.
G'day, Dwayne. Great to be with you.
Not the start that the round needed last night, though. 59-0.
It was remarkable to watch what was unfolding in Brisbane. I mean, the Broncos up there, never an easy opposition to take on, but I guess you take a crowd out of it, which we are doing at the moment, and they're just not the Broncos that we used to know. And the Roosters, they lost their first two matches, Dwayne, before the season was suspended, but they've come back out of that break with a bang. Big win last week against the Rabbitohs, and last night, I mean, 59-0, it was hard to watch.
Won't be tonight, though, hopefully. Hopefully we get a good one, and Melbourne Storm show the world what they can do.
Well, exactly. And look, in Victoria, the AFL is going to take front and centre back to business as normal from next Thursday night. But tonight, a real opportunity for anyone looking for some sport on Nine, the main channel tonight. It's the Storm. And look, Cameron Smith, an icon of the game. This could be his last season in rugby league. And he's leading this team around. And they were stunned by the Canberra Raiders in Melbourne on Saturday night. But they very, very rarely lose two in a row at home. And they take on a team tonight that they'll be expecting to beat. But the Rabbitohs, they've got some quality players and the impressive maps.
So where do you see South Sydney finishing come the end of this season? And the Storm's had the wood over them in recent times. Can you see a good game evolving tonight?
Yeah, look, the way that South Sydney are playing, they've got, it's actually tonight, but probably the battle of the coaches is one of the best in the game, where you've got Wayne Bennett, who's done so much for so long across a handful of clubs now in the NRL, back at the reins of the South Sydney Rabbitohs, taking on Craig Bellamy. And Wayne Bennett coach teams, you can never write them off for many games at all, and he's got some class. There's a bloke called Cameron Murray in that forward pack who just re-signed for another few years, who's going to end up leading New South Wales and State of Origin, and he'll captain Australia as well. And he's all class. And Latrell Mitchell, he's got the X factor at the back as well, and he's got the fullback jersey on again. Not sure whether he'll be at fullback for much longer, but look, Melbourne in Melbourne, it is always tough, and I can only imagine when you hear how Craig Bellamy and Cameron Smith have been speaking this week about that performance against Canberra last Saturday night, what training would have been like at Storm HQ this week. And they'll come out, they'll put on a show tonight. I expect nothing less, but they're two very entertaining teams. And look, teams have been adjusting to a few rule adjustments in the NRL since the season got back underway, and I think maybe the Storm, with their style of play, take a little longer than most teams, but they'll be ready to go tonight.
And before I let you go, James, the NRL's opened the door for the AFL in a lot of aspects, getting their season up and running, and the AFL not far away. We're all hoping that you open the door for us crowd-wise as well. I know David Matthews from the Giants is hoping to get some thousands in, maybe even for the Collingwood game in a couple of weeks. How's the crowd back planning going?
Pete of Landy, he's knocked down a few doors and he's made certain things happen to him. There's no doubt about that. He knows what he wants. He's aiming for July 1 and maybe even sooner. There was a lot of talk he was trying to get 500 fans to a match tomorrow up here in Sydney between the Seagulls and the Eels, which is one of those real venomous matches. There's always a lot of spite in it, and fans at their most vocal best. So there's a lot of ambitious, an approach that's ambitious at the moment, I guess, across the board in the NRL. But it all comes back down to government regulations and making sure the boxes are ticked, because that's what it is. That's, you know, whether it's in society or in a stadium, we need to make sure we're doing the right thing. So they'll go about it the right way at the moment. Cardboard cutouts are having to do, and at least it's on the box. We're just happy to have it back as a TV product at the moment. And tonight it will be hopefully something very special coming out live at Park in Melbourne, Dwayne.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm glad to have something back on the telly. I'm rapt that the AFL is going to be back next week. I presume the powers that be will be double-checking the cardboard cutouts this week.
Yeah, there's a few that have come through that probably should have been sitting in the stadium, and even some that were superimposed via our TV screens.
Yes.
Everyone's trying to think outside the square at the moment. Like, I understand, obviously, there's going to be slip-ups along the way. Whether it's that biosecurity measures, it's a whole new world we're in at the moment. But as you say, at least we've got some sport back. And I'm really looking forward to the AFL getting back underway next week. And then we've got the best of both worlds, league and Aussie rules.
And will the Bulldogs be fined for their biosecurity faux pas?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think the fact that Terry Lamb, who the players were all shaking hands with at training yesterday, is a great of the game, a great of their club.
but it's a no-no. And oh, I think it's a real lesson and a reminder to everyone just how serious the competitions and the teams have got to take this, because they're getting the green light from governments, and governments need regulations to be adhered to. So all the players from the Bulldogs weren't allowed at training and aren't allowed at training until they've all had a COVID test, and Terry Lamb too. So, a handy little reminder, expect a fine. And it was hard to watch that all unfold, but I don't think we'll be seeing it again, hopefully, anytime soon.
No, Terry Lamb shaking hands, and he wasn't even part of the security group that were allowed in. So, bizarre. But look, we're all learning on the run here, and boy, was that a lesson. Great to have you, James. I think the NRL has just taught the AFL another lesson there, too. Be careful who you let in, even if they are superstars of the game. Can't wait for tonight, James. You can catch it on Channel 9, you can catch it on Fox, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good on you, Dwayne. Thanks so much.